all of us basically like the same thing, you know. I mean, we tend to lean towards, like, I'm like, we all love the Stones, but Izzy's more Stones-ish than anybody. We all love the Pistols, but Duff is more Pistols than anybody. We all dig Aerosmith, right? And Aerosmith is the kind of thing we all sort of lean to, like Aerosmith and AC/DC. We all sort of dig that. Zeppelin, like, I tend to lean towards Jimmy Page more than anybody else. And Axl's very varied, but he likes Nazareth a lot. He likes McCafferty a lot, you know, the singer. And then everything else is common ground. I can't tell. Joe Satriani, I think his name is, and all these guys, and Steve Vai apart, I don't, you know, it's all the same thing. It's like this, you know what I mean? Well, basically, like, I'm just a guitar player. I don't exercise vocal, I don't know, lyric stuff. I just don't even bother with it, because I know that's Axl's department, and I know I can trust him to do the best possible job. There's no reason why I have to worry about it, and I'm not inspired to sit down and write. Yeah, he just sings his own lyrics. Every once in a while, Izzy will do something. Me and Izzy wrote lyrics to Brownstone together, because it was a period there where that made sense, right? But usually it's Axl. And as far as the music goes, there's someone comes up with the basis, you know, like a riff, like Welcome to the Jungle, I come up with a riff, and it's that, you know, that drop down that's got. And then the reason we work so well as a band and why we really click on stage is everybody has input. It makes it exciting for everybody to play it, you know? I think the record company was just jazzed because we were so brash. And like some, you know, just Tom Zutaut went and saw us at the Troubadour and was like, we were the loudest thing he'd seen since like AC/DC somewhere, God knows when. We were loud and we were real tough, you know, and real brash and real right in your face. And it was a heavy show. It was like a sold out Troubadour show, like 700 people, 800 people packed in the Troubadour. And it just made a real impact on him, just, you know, that there hasn't been a band like us really to come out of LA in the last 10 years. You know, and so he wanted to keep our attitude intact. Basically, is all it was. It was You're Crazy, I think, was the song. No, Out to Get Me, and Axl had when we were recording the vocals, had decided not to say one of the words in it, and Tom said, "No, go ahead, it's okay," which was great, because I mean that's one of the profanity is something that sometimes it's the best way to express something. And the reason we seem so angry sometimes, like on the record, if you listen to the record, it's pretty angry compared to a Bon Jovi record, and it's because those things are expressive, you know, and sometimes the only way to really get it across is to go, you know,